Hi, this is Bob Fitzpatrick, and I was the FBI chief for the organized crime squad in Boston. Hey, look, there's only one way to get Jerry. That's Jerry Angiulo. He's the boss of the mafia in Boston. We had to put a bug in there. Angiulo never thought we were crazy enough to break in and bug his own headquarters. Get that? Hey, picture this now. It's a freezing night, really, really cold. It's January 19th, 1981, and the streets are empty, cold wind blowing down. Two guys, a gal, coming down the street, and they're both swigging whiskey. They hop up these stairs, and they pick that lock, and then bang, we're inside. And just like that, imagine that, FBI agents were now in mafia headquarters. And you know what? The place didn't even have an alarm, nothing. And that's how safe this guy felt. Jerry Angiulo felt very, very safe in the North End. Our agents, we were just like shadows. We're in there installing the bugs in the ceiling, in the walls, and then we're through. We creep out of there. We're down these steps, right in front of you. And boom, we disappear into the night. You know, we heard the mafia like no one else ever heard him before. We heard Jerry, invisibly sitting on his lap. Oh, the guy, he had a temper. Angry guy. You really don't want to piss him off. And the guy would talk business. But then all of a sudden, every night, 7:30, the guy would turn on a TV and he already watched Wild, Wild World of Animals. Get it? Here's a guy, a predator, sitting there watching predators. What a guy. But you know, it was worth it. We got everything on tape. We got Jerry's loan sharking. We got his gambling ring. We got extortion. And most important, we got this.
Let me put it to you this way. If you had this kid, then he goes to the grand jury, you're gonna get indicted. Strangle him. Get rid of him. Hit him in the f***ing head.
We busted Jerry right at Francesca's. Francesca's is a little pizza place right around the corner. And that's where we nailed him. I brought the FBI agents in, and we busted him, sitting right there at the table. I looked him in the eye, and I said, Jerry? And he said, yeah. I said, Bob Fitzpatrick, FBI, you're under arrest. The guy looked at me kind of cold. And I said, look, Jerry, don't give me any problems. If any of your guys cause any problems, then you're going to have a bigger problem. And let me remind you, Jerry, it's your voice on the tape. You did yourself in. Well, the judge put him away. And he put him away for a pretty long time. And here we are, 98 Prince Street. You know, it's not much to look at. And people go by every day, and they don't know what happened here. This was out of the movies. In fact, it was better than the movies, and I can tell you that.